House Podcast. This is Paul Soldrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We are at X Stadium talking baseball today. The Shockers scrimmage Pittsburgh State on Monday at 4 p.m. Then they will have their annual fall series coming up later this fall for fans to get a chance to get out and watch the Shockers play. Today we're talking with Robert Kranz, a sophomore pitcher from Keller, Texas. We also have Matt Wilkinson. Matt is a junior. He is from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, and a transfer from Iowa Central Community College. Gentlemen, welcome. Let's start with some kind of random stuff. If you weren't playing college baseball, is there another sport, or what's the sport that you might be playing? Matt, we'll let you go first.
I'd probably say hockey.
Hockey, okay.
Yeah, I played that growing up in high school. And, just baseball and hockey.
Baseball and hockey, all right.
Yep.
I think I got a rodeo answer last year from somebody, which was pretty unique. We don't get a lot of hockey around here. So being from Minnesota, tell me about your hockey experience growing up.
It's huge, especially in Minnesota. You know, it's the biggest thing up there. And everyone wants to go and play in the high school state tournament. That's a huge thing up there. And that was always a goal. But I ended up not playing senior year, just focusing on baseball. But, no, hockey was great. So.
What position did you play?
I was a right wing.
Okay. So. And what made the decision to go baseball instead of hockey?
I just knew I wanted to play college baseball. So I was like, you know, let's just focus up this last year and see where I can go.
All right. Hockey, good sport.
Yeah.
Robert, how about you? What might you be doing if you weren't here playing baseball?
I think I would have tried to play golf, honestly. I've been getting into golf a lot recently, and I just think that golf's a lot of fun, and you can just do so much with golf.
Good lifetime sport.
Oh yeah.
Low injury risk too. That's what we like
exactly.
About. That's what we like about golf. All right, we're in the classroom here, and we've got 7 Shocker jerseys hanging on the wall behind here. Do starting pitchers get to pick the jersey here? I ask that every year, and I can never remember the answer.
So Nate will usually give us like an option. Like, he'll give us, like, 2 options, but you can't pick everything about it. You can't wear, like, a white jersey and gray pants, you know.
Okay, but starting pitchers do have some control over
yes,
what,
sir.
Okay. Favorite jersey off that wall, what do you like, Robert?
I'd have to say the pinstripes. I just think it's the cleanest look, and it's a lot of fun to wear the pinstripes, you know.
That is a good one. I'll paint a little bit of a picture for our listeners. We've got a yellow one, we've got the white pinstripes, we've got black with Wichita State. We've got what they describe, I think, as the old school Shockers, white. We've got gray, Wichita State, black Shockers, white Shockers. Matt, how about you? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the old school cream one and then the black jersey, the all black uniform, the black pants, black jersey.
So you like
sweet.
The all black look?
Yeah,
totally.
That's a good look.
Okay.
It's also a good option.
Now, I know gear is a big deal. When you're choosing a school, how much does that does that affect where you end up?
I honestly think it has a huge thing to do with it, you know. Talking to kids that play different schools and stuff, seeing what they get is kind of cool, you know. But we get great stuff here, and we have great facilities, and I think that's a huge part of recruiting nowadays is what you get and what you have.
Matt?
I'd have to agree. Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
How about a favorite hat? We've got lots of different hats here in Wichita State now. Do you have a favorite?
I think my favorite hat's the black with the cream W. I just think it's a very clean look.
Okay. Matt?
I haven't seen any of the new hats yet.
You're new. So. You still haven't gotten a look at all the many variety of hats at Wichita State. Matt, tell us a little bit about how you ended up at Wichita State. Why did you choose this school?
Yeah, so I went, like you said, I played at Iowa Central for 2 years. I pitched there. I was actually originally committed to Northern State, which is in South Dakota, to play shortstop out of high school. And I bumped that out. I said, no, I want to go pitch. So I went to JUCO, and then it ended up working really good. Coaches there are great, Eric Stein, David Flattery, Jonas Lovin, great guys. Shout out to you guys. Helped me a lot with the pitching side of things. Learned a whole ton of new stuff. And had 2 pretty good years. Freshman year was a little better. And then I got the chance to talk with Mike Pelfrey, and he gave me the shot to come here and play baseball and came and checked it out, and I loved the place and felt like it was where I should be, so I chose to come to Wichita State.
Okay. Robert, how about you?
You know, went to a pretty big high school in Texas. You know, you can get a lot of looks that way. Wasn't originally a pitcher until junior year of high school, really, and kind of saw a big velo jump, and Siri contacted me and all that, and you know, it was during COVID, so it was kind of different. Never got to come on a visit, really, or anything, but Siri was talking the place up, sent me some cool videos. Loved talking to Pelf, loved talking to Siri, and I just thought it was the place for me to be. So when they offered me, I committed.
Okay. Siri, you're referring to Mike Sirianni, one of the assistant coaches. Okay, so COVID, how did you get a sense of what Wichita State was about without being able to visit?
Like I said, Sirianni would send me videos and kind of just talk about the program, and he'd call me, and I just kind of got a sense of, you know, this is a place that, you know, it's got a huge history, and they're kind of trying to bring it back, and I wanted to be a part of something special.
So if you're an assistant coach, is it important to find that sweet spot of letting a player know we're really interested and calling them, but not bugging them, not calling them too much? What advice would you give an assistant coach when they're recruiting a player?
I'd say you just got to be enthusiastic, and, you know, you don't have to call too much. Siri called me like once every 2 weeks or something. Like, it wasn't crazy. It was just kind of like, hey, tell me when you're free, and we'll call. And I think just being persistent but not being annoying, and just talking the place up a lot.
Matt, you're nodding your head. Does that sound like
appropriate? just keeping in touch, and like just trying to create a relationship with, if the coach is trying to create a relationship with you, that's always a good thing. So
how many times did you see a phone number from a coach come up on your phone and you declined? Does that happen, or do you take them all?
I don't think I ever declined one. You know, playing college baseball is a huge dream of mine, so you can't turn down anything you get, really.
For sure.
Okay, very, very good. Good phone etiquette. Robert, you are number 14.
Yes,
sir. Is there a story behind number 14?
I wouldn't say there's a story. 14's just always kind of been my favorite number. You know, I wore it all through high school, wore it in peewee ball, all that. And so when I got here, I didn't even have to choose it. I walked into my locker and it said Robert Kranz, number 14, and it was actually pretty exciting.
You think they had done the research?
I think so. I would imagine so.
Okay. Good research skills by the coaching staff. Matt, 46. Is there a story?
Nothing special with 46. That's what I got given.
Okay. So. What did you wear in junior college?
I wore 12.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my number.
All right. Introduction songs. Robert, do you have one? I'm sure you do. What is it, and is there a story behind it?
No story behind mine, really. This year, I've been doing Red Red Wine by UB40, and I just think it's kind of, you know, I don't like hardcore music. Whenever I'm on the mound, I just like to relax, and I played summer ball in California this year, and it was kind of like a California vibey song, so I just wanted to get up there and be happy when I'm warming up, so that's what I chose.
Okay, Matt, for relievers, for closers, introduction song sounds like a big deal. What's your introduction song and why?
Yeah, for now, it's 20 Minutes by Lil Uzi Vert. I think it's just a pretty chill song that I've always kind of listened to. One of my favorites ever since it came out. And Lil Uzi's probably my favorite artist, so
okay.
He gets me in the zone, I'd
say. Describe that. I'm not familiar with that.
He's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah, but good.
Did you have
stuff.
An opinion on the... who is the closer for the Mets? It became such a big deal this summer. And the trumpet?
Edwin Diaz.
Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Edwin Diaz, what did you think of the of his music?
Very cool walkout song. You know, gets you in the mode for... He'd be a closer, right?
Yes.
A closer? Yeah, kind of a closer vibe. So, I mean, whatever works for you, right? So I thought it was pretty sweet.
Closer vibe is important. Music seems to be a big part of that. Okay, take us inside the locker room. Is there a big debate going on? Football, music, movies, anything like that? What are the Shockers talking about this fall?
Between the pitching staff and the locker room right now, the debate is definitely Judge or Shohei for MVP.
Okay, that would be
really big.
That would be a good one. What's your opinion on this?
I'm a Judge guy. I think hitting, you know, last night he tied the record. I think that's something you can't deny, you know. I think you got to go with Judge right now. You can't deny what Shohei's doing either, but
yeah, the two-way thing is quite impressive. Yeah, Matt, did you have a side on this?
Completely agree with him.
You're with Judge also.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Robert, you played for Santa Barbara this summer. That's an organization that Wichita State fans are really familiar with. Their Shockers go out there every summer. They're really good. The dominant NBC World Series team. Tell us about that experience playing for the Foresters.
You know, it was a lot of fun. I'd never been to California before, so I was really nervous going in. But I knew the Foresters name, you know. A lot of big players coming out of there from other schools other than Wichita State even, but you know, it was a lot of fun. Really, really good players on the team, a good coaching staff. You know, I was out there with Tully. Me and Tully had a lot of fun out there, you know, going to the beach on off days and then playing every other day. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Did you have a goal at the start of the summer? What was your plan?
My goal this summer was really just to get innings because, you know, I got opportunities in the year, but I kind of got hurt a little bit through the year and, you know, had to come out of the bullpen at the end and lost out on some innings that I could have had. But, yeah, my goal is just to get innings and, of course, you know, refine my stuff and keep working on getting, you know, getting in like, high-pressure situations that I didn't get a ton of last year, and it definitely helped me a lot.
When I talked to Mike Pelfrey about you, Robert, he described you as growing up this summer, and he thought you were beginning or did realize that you're good enough to perform at this level. Yes, tell us about that from your perspective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's for any player that comes to the D1 level as a freshman, you know. You have everyone struggles at some point, and, you know, you have your doubts whether you can compete. You know, I've always known that I have the stuff to compete at this level, but it's kind of like you got to get the mindset that, you know, I'm better than any hitter that goes up there and I can get anybody out. And I think that this summer that definitely helped a lot.
And is that the level of competition that you play out in California with the Foresters? Is that part of that picture?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of Pac-12 guys out there, West Coast guys, you know. It's a different style of baseball out there, but it's, you know, it's really good competition still. And, yeah, definitely saw some really good bats.
How about the fall? What's your goal for the fall?
My goal for the fall is just to, you know, keep building on what I got this summer, what I built on this summer, and, you know, keep getting guys out, you know, helping the team in any way I can so that I can be good for the spring.
So, Matt, then you would be newcomer, a little bit different perspective mm-hmm. on the fall. How did you approach the fall, and what's in your goal?
Yeah, you know, being the first fall here, I had to come and prove what I can do, show what I got. So, it's been going good so far. Just got to keep throwing strikes, keep doing my thing, and, you know, be confident. So,
Mike Pelfrey described you as having a good heartbeat, which is a phrase he uses a lot. Just kind of the kind of person that can handle the, you know, kind of the drama of coming in the ninth inning, that kind of stuff. What's your mindset? How do you approach all those kind of parts of that job?
Yeah. So, I mean, being in a high pressure situation is pretty common as a closer. I just don't take it too seriously. Like, don't take it, you know, just kind of relax up there, make sure you're breathing, and, you know, just show what you got and perform.
The pre-pitch breath is something that people seem to talk about more and more over recent years. How does that help? Why is that an important thing for a pitcher?
Yeah, it's slowing down yourself, slowing down the game a little bit is a big deal when it comes to those high pressure situations. You know, relaxing a little bit and just pitch by pitch is really what it comes down to. Every pitch matters. So, I mean, being dialed in for each pitch is huge. So.
Have you always wanted to be a closer?
So freshman year, they ran me out as a starter, so I did that. And then towards postseason freshman year, they changed me over into a long reliever, closer role. So I did that. and I did pretty solid, and I liked that. I honestly liked that a lot more than starting. So then sophomore year, closer, come out maybe 2-3 innings sometimes, a little longer, but and that went really well. So yeah, stuck with that.
Grew into the job.
Yeah.
Favorite big leaguer, Robert?
Ooh, that put me on the spot. I'd have to say Dylan Cease from the White Sox. Just really like his delivery and think there's a lot you can learn from it.
Okay. Matt, do you have a favorite big leaguer?
I'm going to go Glasnow, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. What do you like about him?
Just delivery and his stuff's gross. So.
Gross in a good way.
Yeah, and he's got good hair. He's got cool hair.
Oh, good hair.
He's got flow.
Well, there you go. That's important too. So we may have some fans coming out on Monday to watch a Shockers scrimmage, and then we'll have the fall series later this fall. Hit us with a name or two. Who's a teammate who's impressed you this fall? Matt, we'll let you start.
There's a lot of guys. I'd say Brock Rowden is a pretty solid hitter. Hits from both ways. I knew he was a good hitter coming in here, but I've never seen a switch hitter really that can compete at a level like this and, I mean, perform from both sides of the plate. So I thought that was pretty impressive. Obviously, a lot of guys on the team, honestly. It's a lot different than, you know, junior college ball. Junior college ball, maybe 1-4 in the lineup is pretty damn solid. Here it's 1-9. Everyone's good. Right. So, yeah.
So Brock Rodden played second base for the Shockers last year, all-conference performer, had a really, really good season for the Shockers. Robert, how about a newcomer? Maybe is there somebody who maybe fans aren't familiar with that you would say you should keep an eye on him if you come out to watch a scrimmage?
Yeah, I think someone who I've really liked watching so far is Kite McDonald. He's playing center field for us right now, hitting leadoff in all of our scrimmages. Puts together really good ABs and puts the ball in play a lot, and he's really fast. Covers a lot of ground in the outfield. I've liked to watch him. So
Kite McDonald, he is a transfer from Mississippi State. Am I correct in that?
Yes, sir.
All right, a couple names to watch. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.